Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, it's 2024, we have new theme music, and we're starting the year off with a month of Scottish music leading up to Burns Supper at the end of the month. And this hour, we're going to explore what happens when Scotland gets its freedom and becomes an independent nation. They're going to have to choose a new anthem. So we have some suggestions here of new anthems. And we're going to start out here with New Zealander Steve McDonald and Scotland the Brave.
We'll be right back.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're exploring the possibility of a Scottish freedom from UK. That would mean they would have to come up with their own anthem. So we're proposing some of these songs for the national anthem. And actually, it's not me to propose them. These are all things that have floated around for years and years and years. That was Flower of Scotland there from Murrayfield, which is the National Rugby Stadium. And it was a game against Ireland in 2011. And that is the crowd singing Flower of Scotland. Before that, we had Steve McDonald with Scotland the Brave. And now we're going to go to Caledon. They're Scottish tenors, similar to the Irish tenors, and they're going to sing something called Highland Cathedral.
Oh, if it's Kurdish, it's not, and it's bristles evolved. Tis the badge of my country, it's right dear to me, and the soft golden bit brings the lake to my ee. Its strength and its beauty the storm never harms. It stands on its guard like a warrior in arms, yet its down is as sad as the gulls on the sea, and its castle was bright as my genie's blue. For the thistle of Scotland was famous of all, with its two-racing snod and its bristles evolved. Is the badge of my country, it's right dear to me, and the thought for them bit brings the lake to my ee. The thistle of Scotland was famous of all, with its two-racy snod and its bristles evolved. Is the badge of my country, it's right dear to me, and the thought of them bit brings the lake to my ee. My blessing be yours, is the Scotsman of all, which stand by and see, only harm on ye paw. Is there gentle or simple, what lives in our land, would refuse to drink the helm to the thistle so grand? For the thistle of Scotland was famous of all, with its two-racy snod and its bristles evolved. Is the badge of my country, it's right dear to me, and the thought of them bit brings the lake to my ee. And the thought of them bit brings the lake to my ee.
Here's to another time of harmony and simple rhyme, when you friends and all combine to share our country's story. Cold winter's past and gone, summer days are stretching long, and oh, the time we're staying on, but she is gently calling. Scotland, I hear your name in every cry of bitter pain. Oh, freedom's call has been the game that you have played so bravely. Remember now the hills of snow and heather moors where rivers flow, the ancient thistle there did grow till southern winds came blowing. England, the sovereign might, reluctant neighbors bitter fight, and marriage vows devoid of rights to stop the blood from flowing. Scotland, I hear your name in every cry of bitter pain. Oh, freedom's call has been the game that you have played so bravely. Battles o'er, the Union flags within our door. The lion sleeps when once it roared. The kingdom is united. One summer's past and gone, a chilling wind is blowing strong. The nights are hard and oh so long. Another winter's coming. Scotland, Oh, freedom's call has been the game that you have played so bravely. Scotland, I hear your name in every cry of bitter pain. Oh, freedom's call has been the game that you have played so bravely.
Was a soldier, a Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away. There was none bolder, with good broad shoulder. He fought in many a fray and fought and won. He'd seen the glory and told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. Now he sighed, his heart is crying, to leave those green hills of Tyrol. Because these green hills are not Highland hills or the island hills. They're not my land's hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. And now the soldier, the Scottish soldier, who wandered far away and soldiered far away, sees leaves are falling and death is calling, and he will fade away in that fair land. He called his piper, his trusty piper, and bade him soundly up Pibroch sad to play upon a hillside, a Scottish hillside, not on these green hills of Tyrol. Because these green hills are not Highland hills or the island hills. They're not my land's hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. So the soldier, the Scottish soldier, will wander far no more and soldier far no more. And on a hillside, a Scottish hillside, you'll hear a piper play his soldier home. He's seen the glory and told the story of battles glorious and deeds victorious. The bugles cease now, he is at peace now, far from these green hills of Tyrol. Because these green hills are not Highland hills or the island hills. They're not my land's hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. Because these green hills are not Highland hills or the island. They're not my land's hills, but fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home.
This hour on Celtic Cafe, we're exploring Scottish independence and the need for a new national anthem. In that set, we had Caledon with Highland Cathedral. Then we moved to the Tartan Lads with the Thistle of Scotland, which is the national flower. Then the McCalmans, written by Ian McCalman, a song called Scotland. And then we ended up there with John McDermott and a Scottish soldier. And of course, in Ireland, the soldier's song is their national anthem. So why not a Scottish soldier in Scotland? What if a Beatle wrote a song that could be the national anthem? Well, here we go with Celtic Thunder and Paul McCartney's Mother Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in. the sea. My desire is always to be Romal of Kintyre. Far have I traveled, and much have I seen. Dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as she carries me home to the Mall of Kintyre.
Mall of Kintyre,
when we sang like a heavenly choir of the life and the times of the Mall of Kintyre.
Singing songs that make me think about where I came from, and that's a reason why I feel so far away today. And let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia's been calling me, now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Oh, there you go. Dewey McLean's Caledonia. That would be my input on this. And we've got more. Propose National Anthems of Scotland, coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me. In these last few days, I've been afraid that I might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, and that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Oh, and I have moved and I've kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. When I have tried and I've kept on trying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying, traveled far with my conscience flying, somewhere in the wind. Oh, let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time.
Empty room and the forest quiet. The flames that could get any higher, they've withered, now they've gone.
But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands are shaken and the kisses flow, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
There I snuck in a double dose there with my contender for Scottish National Anthem, Caledonia, and it's the man himself, the singer-songwriter, Dougie MacLean, with five guys from Dundee, known as AMWWF. That song was used to close out the Commonwealth Games just before they sang Auld Lang Syne. So moving on our proposals for National Anthem, here's the McCalmonds with a song written by Dick Goff. It's called Both Sides of the Tweed, and it's about what happened to Scotland after the Union in 1707.
a spring-breathing jasmine and rose? What's a summer with all its gay terrain? All the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain.
Let the love of our land sacred rise, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite, and flourish on both sides between.
And cheer, which corruption and bribery bind. No brightness that bloom can e'er clear, for honor's the sum of the mind.
Let the love of our land sacred rise, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite, and flourish on both sides between.
Let virtue distinguish the brave, place riches in lowest degree. Think them Buddhists who can be a slave, them richest who dare to be free.
Let the love of our land sacred rise, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite, and flourish on both sides of we.
What's the spring breathing jasmine and rose? What's the summer with all its gay terrain? All the splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain.
Let the love of our land sacred rise, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite, and flourish on both sides between. Let the love of our land sacred rise, to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite, and flourish on both sides between.
Scotland will flourish by the sweat of our labour, the strength of our will and the force of our minds. Forget the old battles, those days are over. Hatred corrupts and friendship refines. Let the Scots be a nation, though proud of their heritage. We an eye to the future and a heart to forgive. And let us be rid of those bigots and fools who will not let Scotland live and let live. Let us govern our country wisely and fairly. Let each man and woman work with your will. And Scotland will flourish, secure in the knowledge that we reap our own harvest and wring our own till. And let us be known for our kind hospitality, a hand that is openly proper to friends.
a hard-working people, proud and unbending. Scotland will thrive and win out in the end. Scotland will flourish by the sweat of our labour, the strength of our will and the force of our minds. Forget the old battles, those days are over. Hatred corrupts and friendship refines. So let us be known for our kind hospitality, a hand that is openly proper to friends. Working people, proud and unbending, Scotland will thrive and win out in the end.
Oh, the wind and the clear day's dawn, plus the clouds heals their gaudier the day. But there's mair nor a rook when blown through the great glen o' the world a day. It's a thought that would gather rotens, are the rogues that gang all as fresh and gay. Tak the road and seek heather lonens, for their ill ploys to sport and play. Nay, mair will their bonny callans merch they war when the braggarts cruisly craw. Nor weelings frae but heeden clocken mourn the ships sailing to the broomy law. Broken families and lands we've harried, Wilker Scotland, a brave me bear me mare. Black and white, ain't a leather merit, mak the vile barks o' their maisters bear. Oh, come all ye at him with freedom, never heed what the hoodies croak for doom. In your house are the bairns of Adam, who will find breed, barley bringing painted room. When MacLean meets with friends in Springburn, are the roses and kings will turn to bloom. And a black boy frae yon anger dings the fell gallows o' the burghers doon.
I hope you're enjoying our proposed Scottish national anthems. In the end of that set, we had two 20th century songs in contention. We heard there from Hamish Henderson with Freedom Come All Ye, and before that, the Corries with Scotland Will Flourish. Well, I guess we wouldn't have national anthems for Scotland if Robbie Burns wasn't involved, and the next two songs are actually by the poet laureate himself. First is Gaberlunzie with Scots Wahae.
Hey. pressures, woes and pains, by your sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. May the proud hill serve low, tyrants fall in every fall, liberties in every blow, let us do our deed. Scots, what ail we, Wallace fled? Scots,
hangs his head and all that the coward slave, we pass him by, we dare be poor for all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that, the rank is but a guinea stamp, the man's the gold for all that. What though on him they fear we dine, we're poor and grey and all that. He fools the soaks and knaves their ways, a man for all that. For all that and all that, the tents will show and all that, the honest man knows he poor, his king of men for all that. Yeah. You see yon Bertie called a lord, was studs and steals and all that, though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coup for all that. For all that and all that, his reverend star and all that, the man who independent mind, he looks and laughs at all that. And let us pray that comet may, as comet will for all that, that sense and worth o'er the air shall bear the gree and all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that, that man to man the world brothers be for all that, for all that and all that, it coming yet for all that, the man to man the world o'er, shall brothers be for all that.
And that was Paolo Nutini from Live in the Barrowlands with Robert Burns, A Man's a Man for All That. In 2006, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra put out an online survey to determine what the people wanted for the national anthem. And here they are in the descent order. So we heard Scots Wha Hae, and then we heard A Man's a Man for All That, receiving 6% and 7%. In the beginning of the show, we heard Highlands Cathedral with 16%. And of course, the last two Scotland the Brave receiving 29%, and Flower Scotland receiving 41%. So here they are, Kenneth McKellar with Scotland the Brave, and Brogue with Roy Williamson's Flower of Scotland, the number one voted song for the Anthem of Scotland.
Hark, when the night is falling, hear, hear the pipes are calling, loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping, high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Calling in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, I may a proud banners gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. That beat beneath Scottish skies. Wild are the winds to meet you, staunch are the friends to greet you, kind as the light that shines in fair maiden's eye. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain came, I may a proud banners gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland my mountain came, I may a proud banners gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave.
That fought and died for your wee but hill and glen, and stood against them. Proud Edward's army, and sent him homeward, they think again.
The hills are bare now, and
and in the past they must remain. But we can still rise now and be a nation again. We are a nation again that stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and said, and autumn leaves
that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.